We're now on a page Vav, still in the first piece of Siftei Chayin on Chanukah, Hakdama Aleph, and we're discussing the Indian of the Or HaGadol, the hidden light, and the Choshech, the darkness that Yavan brought on. We were discussing last time how they superficialized, if you will, all of Torah. They removed all the panemius, all the depth, all the sod of Torah, and just pretty much by them translating it, everything became very, very superficial and lacking of depth. So right now in the paragraph on page Vav, Dibur Maskel Ve'od, he says, Ve'od Hosifu L'Hara, in addition to what the Yevamim were trying to accomplish in their evil, Shalaktu Me'atorah Inyani Midos V'Derech Eretz V'Atiku L'Yevanis. They took all the character buildup. You know, there are many psukim in Torah that tells us how to be better people. Derech Eretz, Midos, Ava, loving people. All those beautiful midos, they took them and they copied them into Greek. Laharos, to prove to the world, Sheyecholim lahagil l'shlemus b'li limud haTorah. I could become a full person, I could be complete, I could be a great individual without the Torah. I could just extract the important principles and how to love your neighbor and love your spouse and be friendly to people and not have kas. You could take out all those midos and just write it into a very simple book to make things clear. The Zesh Sheker Gamor. This is a predicated on complete falseness. Uvenosif Lezen, in addition to this, Hichlifu Esek Limud HaTorah LeLimud Chachmas Yevanis. They replaced the learning of Torah with the learning of Greek. It was this question of secular subjects versus Torah is what they had accomplished. Let's talk for a moment about this concept of Chachma Yevanis, what learning Greek on secular subjects did in history. So we know, the reason I brought the Gemara Chagiga here, we know that there are four people had walked into the Pardes, the famous Pardes in Gemara Chagiga. The Pardes stands for Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Sod. Into this Pardes, a very mystical field, orchard of some sort. And each of the four came out in a different way. Rabbi Akiva famously came out untouched, unscathed, and the others had different experiences. One of them, as we know, is Elisha ben Avuya, who is also known as Acher. He walked in as Elisha ben Avuya, as a great Talmud Chacham, and he left being known as Acher. And why did he leave as Acher, as a person which the Gemara describes that he wasn't able to do tshuva? Because he saw, when he's in the Pardes, he saw something very strange. He saw something called Metatron. The Metatron, what?
I thought it was the Kansi part that he got upset about.
He saw this Metatron.
I'm sorry, Shiro Bakken,
huh? No. That was a different Maisa. But he saw the Metatron. The Metatron is some type of Malach. And you're not really supposed to say the name because it engenders a certain koch which we don't want to play with. So when I'm referring to this Metatron, you understand that I have no other way to refer to it right now. But this Malach, this force, said that he was apparently writing judgment. He was giving judgment. He was making decisions on what people should be punished for or rewarded. And then he got very confused and thought there were two Rishuyos, there were two gods in this world. And this didn't make sense to him. And therefore, he threw everything away and he became Acher. The Gemara says there was no chance for him to do tshuva anymore. A very deep, deep sugya. What was really based on his going off the derech? Any person who has philosophical challenges and goes off the derech because of some challenge in the way the world works, oftentimes there's something much deeper than. It's not because they saw something. It's something really inherent to their understanding of the world. And the Gemara tells us that, listen to this Maisa, those who don't know it, it's fascinating. It says that they said about Acher, when he used to learn the Beis Medrash, B'shah shahaya omid be-Beis Medrash, when he'd stand up, har be-sifrei minim noshim mecheiko, he was busy hiding like comic books underneath his desk. He was busy trying to read the secular subject, the philosophy, the Yevanis. And for that very reason, Elisha ben Avuya went off the derech, because he was replacing the Torah with this Indian of Chachma Yevanis or Chachmas Umas Olam with Sifrei Haminim. Now, there's a connection here to Elisha and the Navi. Elisha and the Navi, the Talmud of Eliyahu Navi, Elisha had a very strong connection to Shemen. He did a nace with the Shemen where the oil was unlimited. It was everlasting. So there's a connection here of Elisha ben Avuya and Elisha the Navi. Elisha ben Avuya was off the derech, But let's talk a moment for a second how Elisha ben Avuya, although he himself wasn't able to get past the Chachmas Yevanis and couldn't learn the Torah well, he had a Talmud. Who was his Talmud? Reb Meir. That Reb Meir was able to get past all the darkness, past all the Choshech, the Yevanis. The Gemara tells us that one time Rabbi Meir, not Rabbi Meir, was a different individual, it was Rabbi Bar Shila. Rabbi Bar Shila one time had met Eliyahu HaNavi. And he asked Eliyahu HaNavi, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing at this very moment? So he said to him, he's quoting all the great Rabbanim of history, except he doesn't quote the halachas of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, the famous Rabbi Meir, who perhaps is quoted one of the most Tana, probably quoted more than any other Tana in all of Shas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not quoting Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Bar Shila is flabbergasted by this. Rabbi Meir is not being quoted. So he says, why not? This is because Rabbi Meir learned from Acher. From Acher, Acher was a treif Talmud Chacham, and you can't take his words. So then listen to the statement what Rabbi Bar Shila said in defense of Rabbi Meir. He says, but Rabbi Meir was so special because Rimon Matzah, he found the pomegranate, Tocho Achal, Klipasa Zarek. He ate the inside, was able to throw out the klipa, the outside. He's able to remove all the klipas on the outside, the peels, and just eat on the inside. And because of that, now Eliyahu Navi says, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is quoting Rabbi Meir. He defended Rabbi Meir, and now Rabbi Meir is being quoted up in Shammai. So the Blujever says, that's the whole idea of Metatron. If you look at the name Metatron, the outer letters, the klipa, the outer letter of Metatron is spelled the word Rimon. Metatron, the first letter is a Mem, and then it's a Yud. The last letters are Ra, Resh, Vav, Nun. Those are Rimon. And the center letters are Tes, which is Gematria Chai. Rabbi Meir was able to throw out the Rimon, the klipa of Metatron, and see the inside. There's really a Chai, there's really Chias inside. This is Rabbi Meir, who Rabbi Meir was. He was able to understand the inside of even that which is dark, which is what Hanukkah is all about. To find the Or, Rabbi Meir's name himself means to be Meir. Remember we saw last week that Or, the Kasnos Or, was Ayin, but in his Sefer Torah it was written Or with an Alpha, because Rabbi Meir was able to bring light into this world. He could find even that which is dark, even that which has a klipa, like the Or, like the skin, he was able to plug that Aleph in to bring the light, and therefore he was quoted up in Shemaim. This is the Indian of Rabbi Meir, this is the Indian of all Hanukkah, and that's the Indian of trying to remove all the klipos, all the Chachma Yevanis from the Torah. Let's go weiter inside, still the centerpiece here. He says, Shayidei Limud Chachmas Chitzonis Shutzad Smol Nisgaber Midas Adin Shebismol. So we know there are right and left in this world. The right always represents Chesed, and the left always represents Din. So in the world of Chachma, the way wisdom works, the right side is always Torah, and the left side referring to secular subjects. And what the Yevan were trying to do is trying to make the secular subjects stronger on the left side more than the Torah on the right side. So he explains, they tried making Nisgabra Midas Adin Shebesmol, to strengthen the left hand, the secular subjects, Al Midas HaChesed, overpowering the Midas HaChesed, which is He Chachmas HaTorah HaNitanis B'Yemino, that was given with the right hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kiviyachol, HaNikres Toras Chesed. Torah is called Toras Chesed. That's why Torah is in the right hand, and again, secular subjects on the left hand, they tried giving strength to the left hand. Now this inion of the Toras Chesed, and what Yevanim tried to do, what does it mean, secular subjects? So we know that Yevanim come from that world of the Christians and Esav and Edom. And Yishmael and Esav are the two biggest enemies that we have as Klal Yisrael. And they both each have very different kochos in this world, in the klipos. Everything positive, zelu mazeh. Everything tov has a ra. So there's rav tefillah and there's rav Torah. So tefillah is one koch that we have. So who took the tefillah? Yishmael. Yishmael took the koch of tefillah. How do we see that? The name itself, Yishmael, means shamakel. Hashem listens. The sixth parsha, it says, Vayishmael akim es kol hanar. When Yishmael was calling out, they listened to him. It says also, Kimetachaves keshes, when he was seeing the distance, Hagar sat the distance from Yishmael. Becharbi bekashti keshes, the Rashi tells us, tefillah. So Yishmael is all about tefillah. Also, how many times a day does Yishmael daven? five times a day. These Muslims daven five times a day, which is what we do on Yom Kippur five times a day. The day Yom HaTfilah for us, which is Tfilah, which is Yom Kippur five times, they took that and spread it throughout the rest of the day. Now that's the koach of Yishmael. And koach of Esav is really one of Torah. They try taking their Torah. That's why Esav asks all these sharp questions to Yaakov in Halacha. Do you take Meiser on salt? He was trying to be a wise guy. That's the Torah Dikka questions. So the Christians created the New Testament. They tried taking the Bible, the Torah. They tried taking our klipa of the Torah. And we have also two heroes that were going, two golem, Mashiach and Eliyahu. Eliyahu represents Tefillah. By Paul Pinchas, it says in Tillim, he davened. Eliyahu was supposed to be against Yishmael. Mashiach was a hilchasal Mashiach. Mashiach is about the Torah. So in Islam, they have a prophet. Eliyahu Navi, they have a concept of the prophet. And the Christians have a concept of a Messiah, Mashiach. It goes along with Christians, Esav, and Torah, that Esav tried taking our Torah away, and Yishmael tried taking our tefillah away. So that's the Indian of Esav and Edom and Torah. They took with the New Testament, they tried making everything very secular. Okay, so let's read inside a little bit. Let's go to the footnote. There's a previous page, Osvav. In Osvav, Hayivanim lakhu rak chela kasichli shebatorah. The Yivanim wanted to take the intellectual part of the Torah. Gam hosif Hayivanim lahara. They wanted to do further evil. B'mashe lakhtu me'atorah ha'inyonim hasichlim hanoshim. They wanted to take the intellectual part. They wanted to take the building of character. Inyonim midos v'derech eretz. V'tiku le'Yivanim. They stole everything from our Torah and put it into a Greek book. The Heru Levnei Yisrael. They thought, if you extract the principles, you could be a great person without even learning, which is, of course, a terrible thing. You could come to that point of cleansing the soul. You read the books on psychology, making your mind work correctly, all the secular subjects. Now, of course, there's a need for these things. Therapy, psychology, science, medicine, there's a need for it. But to have it in place of the Torah is not going to work. That's Chachmas Aristo, Aristotle, the Chaver, and his group of philosophers. They thought it was Kimo Aide Limura Torah Kadosha. They thought their Greek philosophy was just as effective as learning Torah. Ube'emes, in reality, ze, sheker, gamor, complete false. Ki chol ha-midos ha-mosrim ba'im raka mi'atorah kadosha. All midos, all musr, could only emanate from the Torah itself. Ube'li ha-torah, i'ev shar lehizdakech, you can't cleanse yourself without learning the Torah. Kam ramzal, barasi yetzihara, barasi Torah, tavlin, connected. The only fight against yetzihara is only by learning Torah. Ube'li ha-tavlin, without those spices, the seasonings, i'ev shar, Lenatzcha, you can't divorce the midos from the Torah. Derech Eretz come with the Torah, but you need the Torah as well after the Derech Eretz. So he says, Zehaya. Actually, we could skip this piece now. Let's go to the Ozayin. Let's go to Ozayin for a moment. Ozayin, he says, this is still the side footnotes here. It says, Ayidei Chochmas Yivanis, Nisgabra Midas Adin. By learning Yivanis, Greek, and the secular subjects, it gives strength to Midas Adin. He says, Yadua, the Nisina Satorah Li Yisrael, the giving of the Torah to us, who chesed gamor mi Hashem Yisbarach. We didn't deserve the Torah. Why did Hashem have to give us the Torah? It was all a chesed from Hashem. Kemoshe Kosuv, the Torah's chesed al Lishono, the Torah's chesed on the tongue. Okay, it's called the Torah's chesed. Why do we say Baruch Hu Hashem HaMevorach B'Shem Havaya HaMor El HaChesed? Why don't we use Baruch Hu Elokim? Why did it say Baruch B'Lashon Havaya? Because we all know that Havaya is a Lashon of Chesed versus Elokim is a Lashon of Din. Meaning, Shatorah Lo Nitna Ela B'Chazdo. The Torah is only given to us because of Chesed of Hashem. He had no reason to give us the Torah. It was pure Chesed that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us. Kida'amar in Yeshayahu, Lamad Tzidko, because of the Tzidkus, the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Chassidus, if you will, Yag Yatorah V'Yad, was able to bring and elevate the learning of Torah. Ki ein shuras adin no senes lo dia darchav drachav v'mishpatav livruim. There's no sensible reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu needs to tell us how his world works. He didn't need to do this. Tarei lo asa kein lecha akum. He didn't do this to the non-Jews. He didn't tell them. So clearly, this wasn't necessary to live in this world with the Torah. Shem gamkin bruv. They're also his creatures. Ulumaso chachmas chitzonis hi besmo. So the outside secular subjects are the left hand. Ki even negef l'bnei Yisrael. It's like a rock towards the Bnei Yisrael. The goremes dinim chas v'sham and causes terrible things to us. Vayivanim ratu lahagbir hadinim mitad asmol al hayamin. They wanted to strengthen the left over the right. Aydei sheyasku chas v'sham b'chachmas chitzonis by strengthening secular subjects. Hanuka philosophy b'lakor mehem chachmas hatar. This was what they were trying to accomplish. He says further now, Hatam Shamru Kasu al Karen Hashur. We know that the Medrash tells us that they had to write on the horn of the ox as follows. Ubezet Tavin Masha Amru Hayavanim Li Yisrael. The Greek said to Yisrael in the Medrash, Kisu al Karen Hashur, write on the horn of the ox, She'ein lachem chelek beloki Yisrael. You have no chelek with your God. So why the shore of all? What's the significance of the shore and the Karen shore? So he says, I'll add a little bit in just a second further to this, but he says, Kiyadua, we know, he writes in Sifsei Chayin in a different sefer of his, She'aryeh miyamim ha-merkava v'shur mismol. So we know up in Shemayim that there are four, there are different creatures, different animals. And in the Kisei HaKavod, and there's an aryeh and there's a shur. And the Ari is the right side, the chesed, and the shore is the left side, the din. Now, if I were to ask any of you, ask any kid or even adult, where would you group the Ari as a chesed or gvura? You'd all tell me gvura. Now, just some remazim why Ari would be grouped as gvura. The Ari has the same letter, same osios as the yira, which means fear, which is gvura. The gematria of Ari is 216, which is exactly the gematria of gvura. So an Ari, the lion, the king, you would imagine should be gvura. Why is it being called chesed? So the idea is that Aryeh is, Pasuk Eicha says, Aryeh b'mistarim. Aryeh is something that's hidden. A lion, something that has a hidden secret here. And the point being that the Aryeh is such a majestic type of animal, if you will, and royalty, that when you get even behind the din, we all know, even on the outside, punishment and rules don't look very, very good, and they're gvura. Deeper within gvura, there's actual chesed. Gemara tells us that even though we can't be mevarach on the ra nowadays, everything ra, we can't recognize the tov. In the future, k'shem shemevarach on al tov, kach mevarach on al ra. In the future, when things become clear, the time is the Mashiach, even that which looks bad is really good. It's something we can't appreciate now, but in the future we'll even appreciate the Ra as being Tov. So the Aryeh represents that creature that even in the world that seems like Gvura, it's actually really Chesed. So for that reason, the Aryeh, which is the king of the jungle, it's like Avinu Malkeinu. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is both our king and our father. That seems to be a stira. Yes, he's the Malkeinu, he's the Melech, he's the Din, he's the Gvura, but he's also the Avinu, he's also our father. So that's what the Aryeh is. He's the Melech, he's the king of the jungle, because he's the Melech, but he's also the father. He represents those two elements of, even behind the Gvura, there's Chesed, which is the whole idea of Chanukah, which Chanukah is all the Choshech, all the darkness, but deep within, there's that idea of the Or that's hidden behind the darkness. The Aryeh is a Lashon of Meir also, Rabbi Meir, who is able to find the hidden Or even inside the Klipa. So that's what an Aryeh represents, that even inside the darkness, even inside the Gvura, there's really Chesed. So he really represents Chesed. Aryeh, Rabbi Meir, the same idea of finding the tocho, the klipasa. The shore, on the other hand, the shore is the left side. The shore represents din. The shore is something that gores, the pasuk always says, the shore, shenagach, is a gore. They're always fighting with each other. That's din, that's gevura, that's strength. So that's the left hand. So he writes, continuing inside, v'lachein tzivu lechtov al tokef v'chozek karen, you have to write on the horn of the ox, hashor, Shukoach asmoli, v'omek kavanas rishusam, the depth of the evilness hayisav yivanim, shebnei Yisrael yitnu askamasam sheolam yisnai gaide koach asmoli. That that they were forced into riding on the shore. The shore represents the left side, represents the Chachma Yevanis, the secular subjects. They had to acknowledge that the world runs by Teva, not by Nisan, not by Kadosh Baruch Hu, by Teva. We all know that the Gematria Elokim, which is left, which is Gvura, is the Gematria HaTeva. That it's all about Teva. They had to ride on the shore, which is the left side, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is not involved in their lives anymore. Shua Sam, which represents the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is in the left chamber of the heart. Left is always Yetzirah, it's always bad. It's Nigu L'Kach HaKadusha. So by them taking the shore and giving Chashivas to the shore, it's giving Chashivas to the left side, to the Din. And that was the intention of the Yevanim. V'yis'ore midas adin l'hara li'yisol chas v'shal. So that was the idea. So now let's take a little step back for a moment, understanding the shore on the left side. In Tanakh and Chumash, who is the individual who is symbolized by the shore?
Yosef.
You know, Yosef in the bracha, and Zosef bracha, it says, anyone know the pasuk? B'chor shor v'hadar lo. B'chor shor v'hadar lo. The b'chor shor, Yosef was the b'chor, he was represented by the shore, hadar lo, the beauty. So what's the connection of Yosef at Tzaddik to the Indian of the shore, the left? So even in the world of small, the world of din, the world of gvura, you need to have someone like Yosef HaTzadik who could go into that world of tuma, like Mitzrayim, into that world of the Yetzihara, and to be able to live through that and take out the tocha, to be able to take out the ore that exists there. So what was that world of the left? The world of the left of the Yevanim, we said, they took out the panimi. Everything was on the outside. Yavan and Yefes were all about the beauty, how things looked, how physically they looked, how things came across, how they spoke, how they dressed, even about their language. Everything was very superficial, on the outside. Yosef had to go to that same place in Mitzrayim, which was full of Tumah, and turn the outside into something chashiv. The koach of Yosef was, we know that the pasuk describes him as a nar. Why was he called the nar in the pasuk? Because he made himself look pretty and handsome. He was always combing his hair. He was also about hadar. He was also about yefes, looking pretty, looking handsome. So Yosef was the one to go into that world of yefes and yavan, that world of beauty, and change it into kedusha. That's why it says bechor shara hadar lo. Hadar is lashon hidr, to make it look pretty. He took that which looks superficial and applied it to mitzvahs, like hidr mitzvah, like we have by Ner Hanukkah, mahajim and a mahajin. Why is there such a mahajin by Hanukkah? Because Yosef Tzaddik was able to take that which is a yefes and to make it into a hidr, turn that beauty into something positive. And for that reason, Hanukkah, we're taking all the yefes, all the yavan, all the beauty, and we're turning it into a mitzvah. We're taking the chitzonios and turning it into hadar lo. And that's why hadar lo, lamed vav, is what? The lamed vav, the 36 candles of the Hanukkah that we light, which are the 36 hours we saw in the beginning, that the Or HaGanuz was available before HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid it from the world. Let's read a little bit further in the footnote still. We'll do one, I know these are, some of these pieces are quite deep, but we'll do a little, one more piece, and I'll say one last idea, then we'll call it a night. So continuing on page 10 now, the bottom left where it says, Mechemes HaChashmonayim Lahagbir Koach HaTorah. The fight of the Chashmonayim were there to strengthen the learning of Torah. V'hosif Rabbeinu HaMechaber Zetzal LaHasbir D'kasher His'oru Matisyo Banov La'aruch Milchama Neged Yevanim. When Matisyo and all his children were able to organize a battle against the Greeks, Ha'isa Kol HaMilchama Limser Nafshom LaHatzil Es Kavod HaTorah. The whole point of the battle was simply to show honor to the Torah. B'chdei lahagbir koach haTorah shebiyamim, achachma chitzonis, chachmas yivanis shebismol. Meaning he's saying the real battle here wasn't Greeks versus Jews. It was Torah versus secular subjects about Greek philosophy. That was really the battle. It was an intellectual battle that was taking place here. V'lachein, ezer lem Hashem yizbarach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped the Chashmonayim. Why, if it was a battle, why was the significant? What was significant about the oil and the nace of the oil? So he says, "Laharos, to show us shezeh ikir pulas hachashmonoyim hakohanim hakadoshim." This was the primary goal of the battle. Shetzilu es chachmas haTorah, haramuza b'shemen. The Gemara in several places, and the Pesukim tell us that Torah is compared to Shemen, compared to oil. Shemen is Chachma. In fact, the Gemara tells us in Horios and in Krisus that if a person eats Shemen, eats oil, it gives him a better memory. If a person eats the olives, which is bitter, it makes him having a worse. The outside, the Klipa, the Zayas, gives you a bad memory, but the inside, the Shemen, gives you a more Chachma. So Shemen represents Chachma. And since that was really the battle between the Yevanim and the Chashmonaim, one of an intellectual battle, the Shemen, which represents Torah, in particular, Shemen is something that separates between water and oil. Shemen highlights the separation between true Torah and that which is fake Torah, if you will. So he says, L'hochiach, to prove to us, ki lo yuchlu ha-yevanim l'chabos es or ha-Torah Mishra. To prove to us that you can't extinguish the flame of Torah. The oil, which represents hidden light, if you put a light to it, you fire a fire to it, it's going to light up. The oil represents the nitzchis of Klal Yisrael on the Torah. Ki Yehudi below Torah eino shava klum. A Jew without Torah is worthless. Quotes from the Rambam that a kofer b'Torah hareyu ka'akum, a person who denies the Torah, even though he's born Jewish, has a bris milah, he's considered a non-Jew across the board. He does a shchita. Shchita is considered mamish and nevela. If you throw away the Torah, you are no longer considered Yid. So what he's saying again is, the Indian of Shemen is because it tells us that the Iker battle was one of an intellectual one. And that's why the Shemen and the Chashmonaim end up winning. Now just a short piece about Shemen for a moment. We know the word Shemen is pretty close to the word Shmona. And we know 8 is above, it's L'mal Me'ateva. Everything about Hanukkah is all about 8. The 8 days, the Chashmonaim, the name Chashmonaim, the first letter is a Ches, which is Shmona. The Ches, Shmonaim, that's also the name itself, is Ches, Shmonaim, it's all about 8. I mentioned last time also, Chafei Kislev, Chafei 25 is one above 24. 24 hours of the day is the Teva, Chafei is Lamal Min HaTeva. So Shemen represents Shmona, that is that which is Lamal Min HaTeva, like Shemen also rises to the top when it's mixed with water, that's what it's all about, Lamal Min HaTeva. Now, one last piece about Shemen is the gematria of Teva. The Teva that Noach was in, Teva spelled with a Yud, is the same exact gematria as Zayas. The Teva is the outside, the Zayas is the bitter outside, but inside the Zayas is this hidden Shemen, the hidden oil. Inside the Teva was Noach. Noach stands for Ner Chanukah. Nun Ches is Ner Chanukah. That's the hidden ore that's inside the Zayas, that's inside the Teva. And that's the whole fight here between Chanukah, between the Chashmonaim and the Yevanim. Trying to find that toch, to matzah tocho, the zarek es klipaso, to throw away the rimon, to throw away the klip on the outside, that's the idea of Yosef HaTzadik, that's the idea of the Chashmonaim, that's the idea of Chanukah. So I see there's a lot of stuff, and we'll call it a night. Mir Hashem, we'll continue next week. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.